Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, June 2nd, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Augusta, Georgia. If you have a Cisco ASA or security manager, you may want to look at the latest diary that Tom wrote about how to submit your logs to DShield. Tom took one of our older pick submission Perl scripts and adapted it for the ASA and CSM devices. So with that, it shouldn't really be too hard for you to submit your logs and contribute to our collection. If you do have any questions, any problems with those submissions, also let us know. And if you happen to be at Sans Fire, we will have sort of a special hands-on session where we will demonstrate some of the ways how you can install these scripts and how you can help us extend the library of scripts that we have available so far. And Facebook, underlining the increasing importance of social networks for everybody's life, is yet again ahead of many banks when it comes to its messaging security. Facebook now offers PGP encrypted email. All you have to do is deposit your public key with Facebook and future messages like notifications will be encrypted using PGP. And apparently a while ago, SourceForge started offering to projects that are hosted within SourceForge the option to include adware with installers downloaded from SourceForge. However, it appears like at least the GIMP project, which is an actively maintained Photoshop-ish graphic manipulation tool, has also been subject to have this particular adware added to its project. Now, SourceForge since then has apologized for this and has apparently removed the adware link. However, it appears that this may have happened to other projects as well, and not just to unmaintained projects. And apparently, many recently released Apple notebooks are vulnerable to have their firmware replaced from userland. Now, this is not the ThunderStrike exploit or such, which did require some kind of physical access, but instead it turns out that after a suspend resume cycle, OS X does not lock the firmware. So it is possible for any user on the system to completely overwrite the firmware with no further exploits needed. This particular vulnerability could be very easily exploited by any kind of malware in order to obtain persistence inside the firmware, which of course is very difficult, if impossible, to detect and to patch later. Probably the best way to test whether or not your BIOS is still in its original shape is to use one of the published tools that allows you to read the BIOS and write it to a file and then compare that to something you downloaded from Apple originally. Now, apparently, those files are not easily available from Apple, so probably the best thing to do right now is get yourself a copy of your current BIOS, and then you at least have a copy that you can change for future changes, hoping that your system has not already been compromised. And the peer-to-peer anonymizing service Hola.org is somewhat in the crosshairs of some researchers who found a number of flaws not only in the program itself that you need to install, like, for example, remote code execution flaws, but in addition also with some of Hola's business practices with respect to providing access to customer data it collects, which in part private browsing is sort of part of the business model that they are selling, but of course a good part of the service is free. To make things somewhat worse, in order to respond to some of this criticism, Hola didn't completely fix the bugs that were pointed out as part of these security advisories, but instead they are just blocking the proof of concept exploit to essentially make it more difficult to figure out who is vulnerable and whether or not an exploit could be taken place. The website adios-hola.org has more details about the problems that were found with Hola, and it also has links to the not only partially functional proof of concept exploits. Well, that's it for today, so thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.